Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. My guest today is John Kaminsky, and I've just used a couple of John's articles to send out emails to everybody. I've got about 300 people on my list, and most of those people forward stories and articles. The reason they got on my list here is because they sent me articles. However, John, you know, I think only about two of the people that send me articles resent and forwarded the articles that I just put out, and I believe you've seen those.
Well, those things are flying around pretty good now. The guy we don't want to mention, Rents, gave it a good ride, and I think most people, almost everybody with a brain, when they hear this story, they realize that what happened to Edgar Steele is something that could happen to anybody who says something that's unpopular or that doesn't agree with this criminal policy that's going on now to keep people from speaking out. I mean, the Kane story really curled my toenails when they tracked this guy across the country and gunned him down in a parking lot over these tax issues. Pete Hendrickson got 33 months in jail for telling people a legitimate way to avoid paying taxes. So if you do anything about the tax thing, they're going to come after you. And now that has been extended to taking pictures of dead birds on the Gulf Coast and lots of other things.
Now, I will have on the 20th, I'll have Jerry Kane's wife on. And she sent me photographs. She sent me... I've seen, watched the tapes, and all this damning evidence about the Canes. Here he walked around, and here's his son shooting the troopers at the side of the road. And the people that are in that video are not the Canes. They are...
They had to reshoot it.
they reshot it. This was a staged cop video just watching some movie that was all done from a cop video viewpoint, you know? And this is exactly what the kid in the car that supposedly shoots a policeman. You don't see him hit anybody. The kid that was in there had black hair and his son had blonde hair. And Jerry Kane had lost about 40 pounds. There was no, he didn't have a stomach. He had lost the belly that he had in the pictures of him speaking of these events, you know, in the suit and all that. It wasn't him. And so when they were shot on the Walmart parking lot, I mean, you know, and Donna points this out, if you just shot two cops, you're going to go shopping at Walmart? Now, the thing about Edgar Steele.
Hide among the.
What's that?
I was going to say they could hide among the fat people at Walmart.
I feel a little out of place in Walmart. I don't know what that is. But at any rate, Edgar Steele. I mean, John, this, you know, I probably talk about it too much, but what's happening to Edgar Steele is almost exactly what happened to me. I mean, here I was.
Lots of other people, too.
You know, I've always referred to myself as the canary in a coal mine. I said, when it happens, they'll come after me first because I'm the most vocal. And
I think they go by the numbers. They go. I think the tax things comes first because that is the issue that they're most vulnerable on. When you go down the line and figure out what's really going on with the income taxes and how it's a private corporation and how it's totally unconstitutional, they want that shut down immediately. So those are the people they go after first. It's follow the money. But that said, anybody who talks about our overlords in a critical way is at risk, for sure. And it's definitely intensifying now. They have a bead on everybody who has shot their mouth off about how criminal they are. No question about it.
I had supported Lynn and worked with Lynn Meredith, with Irwin Schiff, with Boston Tea Party, with Edgar Steele. I mean, Edgar Steele was on my shows 10 years ago. And, I had Aaron Russo, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, talk about being anti-Semitic. Here I got an album right here with Aaron Russo, producer, patriot, politician, you know, patriot, runs for governor of Nevada. Republicans panic and cheat. I mean... Yeah, and then,
I wonder if he died of an induced heart attack like maybe Edgar had.
It was cancer. They gave him a fast acting cancer. As soon as he came out on the Alex Jones show and did that thing talking about Nicholas Rockefeller wanting to chip everybody. Right. And come on, folks, that's exactly what Obama just pulled off with his health care. And that and now we can send the IRS in to get your insurance payments. It's heating up. It's heating up. And what they've done to Jerry Kane, what they're doing to Edgar Steele. I mean, come on. What are the feds doing involved in a murder case, an attempted murder case, supposedly?
Well, there was some event, some aspect of the event happened in Oregon, and that gave the FBI carte blanche to bring the feds in because it was interstate. But all of that is a pretense. I got a letter from Edgar Steele is not the only person I know in Sago, Idaho, and another person I know in Sago, Idaho wrote me and told me about Larry Fairfax, the informant. And I assume that a lot of people are going to be calling the public defender who has been assigned to Edgar's case, not only to ask him where he is, but to tell him to focus his defense on Larry Fairfax, the federal informant who Edgar says stole the silver out of his garage and tried to kill him. This guy has such a bad reputation in this town that there's no way that any decent judge, if there are any left, is going to accept his testimony. I mean, he's like such a compromised witness. It's ridiculous. And this case that they have put forth in the newspapers about Edgar is so flimsy as to be ridiculous. I mean, it's just all pretense, but all their court cases are now. And it doesn't really matter because in the case of so many other people we know, like Congressman George Hansen, they're going to put you in jail and they're not going to allow you to defend yourself because the whole thing is fixed, the judge is fixed, and in many cases, the defense lawyer is fixed, so that there is no justice going to happen to Edgar Steele. The only way Edgar Steele can be saved at this point is to have a tremendous public outcry about the obvious falsity of what they've done to this guy.
Okay,
and
let me stop you right there, because this is a real important point. You wrote this story. I put this story out to everybody that I possibly could and told them to forward it to everybody else. Because if we don't get public opinion, if you can't read and hear Edgar Steele telling us, I didn't do this, this guy stole $40,000 worth of silver from me, and then he went to the ADL, and they orchestrated this, they set this up, and I got, I've done the story of Casey Nethercott, who wanted to help me, and I told him, it's expensive doing a magazine, Casey. Play, I got $1.5 million in one account. Money's not a problem. But he told it to me over the same cell phone that the Israelis, two Israeli companies, were doing all the phone tapping and still are tapping all your phones. So Israel is monitoring every phone conversation out here with software to detect it. If you say, Zionist, you have Zionist on your website, suddenly you're a pornography site.
Yeah,
you can't pick up the Free American. You can't pick up the Free American in a library because they say I'm a porno site. I said I hadn't had sex in so long, man, I wouldn't recognize porno, much less have it up on my site.
It's all those sexy motorcycles, Clayton.
I guess so. But also, here's another thing. I've been here in Tucson almost 6 months, and I went to a motorcycle run, which I've been doing for 50 years, 40 years on the Harley, and suddenly I was kicked out. I was thrown out of a run by some enforcer from the club. And it was
It's the same thing with book publishing and magazine publishing. You can't get a book published in this country because they own not only all the publishers and all the manuscript places, but they also own all the avenues of distribution and the bookstores, so that the clampdown is complete, and any time you use one of the magic buzzwords, you're going to be singled out and prevented from saying what you need to say. So in many respects, the entire climate in America right now is exactly like it is in the German courtrooms, where you can't defend yourself, you can't present your own argument, because when you do, you're committing yet another crime according to these phony laws that they've set up.
Well, I got my books out, published by an on-demand printer, and that printer is part of the nationalist movement in Texas. And so I got the books, and I got the ISBN numbers. But I have yet to sell one on Amazon.com. And I went around to the bookstores here. They got two or three bookstores under here. And I went in there to talk to them about handling my book and doing maybe a book signing or speaking engagement with them. I'm sorry, we don't handle new books. and of course... I brought the Free American back out again and got it up with Ingram Publishing or Ingram Periodicals, the largest distributor in the country, and they only took 500 copies and they only sold half of those. Now, I used to sell 5,000 copies through Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Hastings. But suddenly, when I came back out, I couldn't sell a magazine. Why?
Well, I mean, you know why. There's this network, this poison network, is in every city and town in the country. The thing that worries me most, is the penetration into school boards, although it's kind of too late to worry about it because the public schools have gone south long ago. But they show army videos and make this mass murder in Afghanistan seem very important. I heard the greatest line I've ever heard from a Jewish 9/11 skeptic the other day, and he said, check this out, Clayton. He said, there's a conspiracy by the Rothschilds to defame Jews. How's that for a spin?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blame. Let's see. Well, you know, it ain't too far off, because I don't believe, you know, and I'm really glad I got that you sent me this article on hate, because that is exactly what's happening. The whole Christian identity movement that I supported. I wrote a book about it. I took Eli James, his information, and put it in the my book, Mystery Babylon. And because I, you know, all of a sudden they were demonizing Christian identity the same way that they demonized us when we started the militias. But all of a sudden, man, I started talking with some of these Christian identity people, and we need to just kill all the Jews. We need to kill all the blacks. We need to kill all the Mexicans. And I said, you want to do to us what they've done to us, what they want to do to us? You want to do to them what they've done to us and what they're trying to do to us? Yeah. So they've got these people that they're paying. I believe they're paying them to come on all these chat rooms to spread that kind of garbage.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that story. It's based in Israel, where they have, they have thousands of volunteers to infiltrate all the chat rooms to twist the debate to their favor.
And I told them, I said, man, I said, you letting this guy on your chat room, you letting this guy mouth off this crap, you know, he's telling people, well, Clay's a... Yeah, he supports marijuana. He's a meth addict. He's doing that methamphetamine. I said, you don't know me. You've never seen me. You don't know anybody that knows me. I don't socialize with anybody. You know, how can you say something like that?
Yeah, they can say anything they want, and they often do. They always do. It's logic is suspended when you're talking to them. They twist things to their own advantage, and the public, unfortunately, is so deconditioned by popular media to accept these flimsy falsehoods as possible fact. Oh, we have to keep our minds open. Maybe there are some good ones, and we have to let them participate and have input into the debate, but the result of that open-mindedness that they cultivate is always the same. It leads to endless distractions, and you never achieve the objective that you set out to achieve, because you're always involved in endless arguments about non-essential items, procedural errors, and things like that, and you lose sight of what's really going on. And what's really going on is America has long ago been taken over by a foreign country. It's not a country at all, really. It's a worldwide conspiracy that has infected every single country, and the basis of it is money. And most people I know, including me to some extent, are affected by money. If somebody gives you money, they listen. You listen to them. And if somebody gives you enough money, you'll suppress the truth to get the money. Most people do that. I haven't had that problem because I don't really have any money. And that really is, you know, it's like everybody I know who's trying to tell the truth is broke, because they have been shut out of the public media processes that are supposedly examining these issues in an objective way. And it's not, it's very far from objective. On almost every website and media outlet, because especially the popular internet websites, they all tailor and diminish their focus because they want to preserve the financial support that is keeping them alive in whatever medium they're operating in. So there is this almost automatic media censorship where you say, well, I can't come out and say that, or I'm going to lose my advertisers. And that is really the poison that has destroyed America.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I had the Thunder Riders, one of my magazines, sold, and they put a press release out that they'd bought Arizona's premier motorcycle magazine, Thunder Riders, and Clay Douglas, and related properties. This is what really screwed them up. They said, and related properties. Because in Thunder Riders, I never talked about politics, ever.
Yeah.
Friday, we had a deal. I had a contract in my pocket. Monday, I walked in, and they said, we can't go through with it, Clay. We can't go through with a deal. They're threatening to crash our stock. They've contacted every stockholder. Now, this is 250 people in the stockholders in a public company. Who has the budget? Who has the budget to contact all of those people to tell them what a radical, racist, anti-Semite Clay Douglas is? And man, as soon as that anti-Semite shit popped up, people that I have known for 20 years were suddenly, Clay, we can't have anything to do. You're a racist. You know, where are you getting that? Where do you get that idea, man? I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what language you speak, as long as you're not trying to steal, con, or hurt anybody else.
By
Monday, I mean, the deal was done, and so I didn't have a magazine anymore. And then I still had the magazine, but suddenly nobody wanted to advertise with me anymore, so I couldn't keep the magazine going. And when I came back out with the Free American, suddenly I tried combining the two magazines because I thought it was important. I mean, there's both my magazines, both things I believe in. I like riding motorcycles, but I tried to tell you the truth. And then suddenly nobody that the 10,000 readers that I had of Thunder Riders didn't want to read Free American Thunder Riders combination. They didn't want to read the truth. They don't want to know.
That's the Clayton Douglas story. We got a couple of more important stories happening now. We got one is the Edgar Steele story.
Yes.
And the other is the Gulf story. I am for 6 weeks now. I've been completely confused about the Gulf situation. We read all these stories about methane and other dangerous chemicals, and there are some funny things going on the internet about this. I bounce back and forth. I can't keep the same focus all day because of the information I keep receiving. There are all these wonderful analyses being put out about the chemicals in the Gulf and what's possibly going to happen. But the more I hear them and the longer they circulate, the more I begin to suspect that there is an element to this whole debate that is aimed not at presenting the facts on the ground or on the water, as the case may be. It's more to get people alarmed and get them worried and keep them from seeing the big picture. There is this, it's like a culture of confusion now, where we have so much to worry about, being poisoned, being put in jail, that we can't really, we don't have the peace of mind, the security, and the focus to really examine what's happening. And now there have been a number of stories out that this is some kind of psyop that none of us can really comprehend in its totality. I don't know how to phrase it because I'm still working it out, but there seems to be a concentrated campaign to, and it's not that there's nothing to worry about. I mean, I'm worried. Everybody's worried. There's plenty to worry about. But there seems to be a constant campaign to make people get out of the Gulf, to move away. And maybe it's true and maybe it isn't. Maybe all of this talk about the chemicals is really overstated, and I'm not saying that it is, but maybe it is, to get people to abandon their real estate so it can be taken over by somebody else. Now, I've talked to a lot of people on the Gulf Coast at this point, and the vast majority of them remain unconcerned. Now, that could be one of two things as well. That could be that they're just being good little robots and not really paying attention to what's going on in the world because they're too consumed with their own activities. But it also could be that they sense that there is this campaign to drive people to distraction and make them unable to see really what has been going on in this country for 100 years, and that is the total takeover of reality by this one small group of master manipulators. We see it in the music, we see it in the food, we see it in the medicine, we see it in the courts. There's this whole artificiality that has taken over everything, and we have no idea what's going on. I mean, we have a president who is just so suspect. All of the presidents have been completely suspect, and people throw up their hands and say, well, there's nothing we can do about that, so we'll just go on living our lives. And as a consequence, they continue to get away with more and more serious crimes. And now, I think one of the most serious crimes that's going on, although there's a long list of them, is their abduction of people who are uttering things that they don't want to hear. And they're brought into court. The courts are kangaroo courts. You usually have a Jewish judge, the same type that you see on television, and they prevent people from defending themselves by sandbagging the whole process. And the worst part of that is getting to the defense lawyers to accede to the wishes of the powers that be and participate in a very dishonest legal process. And that is that's what's definitely going to happen to Edgar Steele. So I just want to reiterate or stress to everyone who is listening that the only thing that can save Edgar Steele at this point is a tremendous public outcry and clamor that he's been sandbagged. This is all a false operation. It's been going on with a lot of people. A lot of people they kill outright or they poison surreptitiously. And if we don't start screaming as loud as we can, it's going to happen to us.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about 63 million people being killed and murdered and dying in the after the Soviet Union took over, and it seems to me that's exactly what they're doing. But I believe you're absolutely right about the thing. They point out on the chat room that all gasoline's got benzene in it. You know, when you're pumping your gas, you're putting benzene in there, you're inhaling it. You know, why should you worry about it coming in on the Gulf?
And well, the other thing about the Gulf now is, how can Congress? Well, we know how, but I'm going to say it anyway. How can Congress pass a law saying you can't take pictures of the crap that's going on in the Gulf, or you could be convicted of a felony and fined $40,000? What is that about?
It's about taking your money. It's about keeping you from trying to get the truth out. I mean, it's all about taking your money. This is what the drug war is about. This is what everything is about. It's about no food that Monsanto doesn't own, you know.
But there's nobody in the United. I mean, there's nobody in the United States who believes that the government can do this. This is not only not right, it's patently illegal for them to do that. You can't pass laws based on the wishes, I mean, they do all the time, but ideally, you can't pass laws restricting freedom of speech like this, especially after the flunkies like Admiral Allen, who come on TV and say, we want public input on this. We all have to work together on this. And then to come out and say, no, you can't have any information about this, that is a clear indication that there's some kind of psyop going on. And the way that I think of things, which is probably not the way that a lot of people think of things,
thank
is
God.
When they do something, you do something one way, you have to think of the opposite. And the opposite of this would be that they don't want people participating in the observation of this catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico because it's not that serious. Now, all the information that we've received is that it's extraordinarily serious. But the spin machine and all the internet catastrophe websites are all saying, oh, we got to worry about this, we got to worry about that. And yet, the majority of the people on the ground in Florida say, Jesus, beautiful weather down here. There's nothing much wrong here. And I have been going back and forth on this, like I say, for 3 or 4 months now, and I am a complete wreck from thinking about it because as I go through the day, my mind changes on not only what I should do but what's going on. It changes 2 or 3 times a day based on what I just read. So we've got the catastrophe websites saying, get the hell out of the Gulf of Mexico, you're going to blow up, you're going to have a tsunami. There was a big thing yesterday where the whole thing was supposed to blow up, which reminds me, I have to tell you an internet story about that. It's almost like it's too much information. And to, you know, if you're an investigator, like you and me presumably are, you think, well, why is this happening in such a bizarre manner? This would indicate not only that it's a deliberate psyop that they set up, but that it's not as serious as everybody is saying. Now, that's very hard for me to say because I've seen all the pictures of the oil-covered birds, and I've read the reports on FloridaOilSpillLaw.com that there are all these, there's a tar ball the size of a school bus and all this other stuff, and definitely the marshes in Louisiana have been poisoned, no question about that. But is it going to blow up the world? Is it going to poison the whole world? Do they have a way out of it? I mean, it's the same thing with depleted uranium. We've heard all these amazing stories about depleted uranium, and yet everybody walks around as if it's not really happening. This oil spill appears to have replaced the swine flu as the event that they have crafted to really seriously restrict the freedom of Americans. And it's very realistic. It's very legit. People's fears are definitely legitimate, those who choose to think about it. But what is the larger purpose of it? The larger purpose of it is to pass laws restricting the freedom of Americans. We see the complicity of Goldman Sachs selling off all their stock just before this disaster happened. And we reflect that Goldman Sachs is a Jewish operation, number one, and has a permanent pathway to the White House because they furnished the last umpteen secretaries of the Treasury to our federal government. So the whole thing is a fixed deal. Yes, it's a disaster in the Gulf, but the purpose of it, because it was a deliberate thing engineered by Halliburton to blow that well and create this disaster, the purpose of it is to further limit the freedom of speech of Americans. And we see now, once you realize that, we see that there is a grand plan to how do I want to say this? It's so clear that our government is a bunch of criminals who are operating not on the best basis for the American people, but are operating on the basis of the slave owners, who are the Jewish bankers, who want to not only restrict our free speech, but kill a lot of us. And this is their double purpose in the Gulf catastrophe.
I think you've got it. I think you've really nailed it on the head. You know, first of all, if they can drive you out, scare you out, whether it's Hurricane Katrina or this whole Gulf War, if you can abandon your property on the beaches, then they can buy it up for a song. And they've done that since the French Revolution. They've manipulated the news. They manipulated the, you know, Rothschild put a false story out that Napoleon had won. So the stock crashed and they bought it up.
And they're not even going to have to buy them at this point. They're just going to take them because the whole financial thing is completely phony. I've seen some quite intriguing stories on the internet. I hate to promote Henry McDowell because I've been bashing him for years, but he's brought up a good point where money creation must be a public function. And that is the key to everything, really, because money is our God. There was another story on the internet where it's worse to have your money taken away than it is to die, which is quite a stretch. But when you think about it, we can't live without our money. And we're about to live without our money because they're going to go into the hyperinflation mode here pretty soon. And people are not going to be able to get food. They're not going to be able to get fuel oil. And as a result of that, especially with the bad medical system, phony medical system that we had, a lot of people are going to die. So all of these once seemingly paranoid feelings about the Club of Rome's report that we have to reduce the Earth's population by 90%, it seems that that's the plan that they're implementing by trying to ruin our health and kill us on so many levels. And my answer to that is we simply need to get rid of the Club of Rome and not the population of the Earth.
Now, look. This is where we run into problems. You know, I won't go back into my problems trying to publish a magazine, trying to put the truth out, trying to finance this radio show, and you're having the same problems. You're putting out great information, but we're not getting paid for it. Nobody's donating. Nobody's got any money, and they're driving people out. This is all at the same time they're trying to create treaties under the UN about our guns. So if you understand what the plan is, which is to chip us all, enslave us all, and have us all working for the banksters, you know, building these friggin' pyramids or World Trade Centers, and if you try to do that, you can't get the information out, and then you're demonized as a conspiracy theorist. I went out last night and I talked to people, and it's like they just kind of turn away from me. This is supposed to be a political meeting. They're looking for organizers. I got them and said, well, I got a little experience in this. And all of a sudden, nobody wanted to hear me. Nobody wanted to talk to me. After the meeting, everybody just disappeared. Poof. And
I found the same thing to be true recently when I wrote a very soft piece on why it was titled Why Hate Won't Work. And you liked it, and most people liked it, and the Jews really liked it. And I get all these letters from Jews saying, well, as long as you say that, let me tell you this. And that's where I heard that line about the Rothschilds trying to persecute the Jews. People want to be left alone. People want to be comfortable. And even what the events of the last 10 years have proven, from 9/11 to now, is that people do not care about how profound the disaster is as long as they're going to have their beer and hamburgers for the foreseeable future. They just don't care. They won't stand up and fight. And this is something that the powers that be are exploiting to the max by hiring ex-convicts or convicts at inflated wages to go to the beach and fake like they're picking up tar balls and telling them to keep their mouths shut, and they're only too willing to keep their mouths shut because they're getting all this fabulous cash and they're not doing anything. So that's the American portrait at this point. We allow our government, which is controlled by a foreign power and puts puppets in the Congress and in the White House, we're allowing this foreign power to kill millions of people around the world in our name, and then they're paying just enough people for all these phony jobs, like Michelle Obama's $300,000 a year salary in Chicago before she was in the White House, to do absolutely nothing to maintain the fiction that we still have some kind of democratic form of government, and yet we're sliding right down the hill, and all these people who have taken the bribe and kept their mouths shut are about to have a rude awakening when the government decides to kill them on the basis of a law that is completely nonsensical and phony. So anything that's ever been said about America being the land of the free and the home of the brave and all this other patriotic garbage is just... You finish the sentence, Clayton.
It's insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get some different results.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and you know, I don't know. Here's what I don't know. I go out and I try to talk to people, and I really don't do that much anymore. I don't do that much anymore. You know, I put an ad in for a film fest featuring a lot of the good videos that have come out, like Aaron Russo and like I've got up on the website. And I advertised it in a mainstream paper in Albuquerque, and 10 people showed up. I spent
That's
over
not bad, Clayton. That's not bad. Oh, God. I don't know how many stories I've written where I think, okay, this is really gonna get to people, and I'm going to hear from them. I won't have a single response. It was only when I softened up that I got a really gargantuan response. And that, in a way, really hurt me. Because it meant that people are willing and eager even to overlook the most egregious crimes. They're willing to overlook the fact that these bastards are trying to kill them just to get a little peace of mind and feel good. And that's not good, Clayton. That was a very disappointing... It's funny that a tremendous response to something I wrote would be a tremendous disappointment to me, because I've written all these other things that were much more to the point than that, and people were afraid to say anything. And the minute I softened up and said, you have to love these people and show them the error of their ways, oh, they were all too willing to jump on that bandwagon. And that bandwagon is not going to get it done at this point. We got criminals who are in all the positions of power. They are out for only their own aggrandizement. And they all say, to hell with the rest of the American people. It's like the famous Henry Kissinger line, whatever it was, the American troops are just cannon fodder. Well, our government policies have proven that. How many people... Just in, never mind the foreign people, which is 10 or 100 times greater, but think of how many American lives that have been wasted over these absolutely phony wars in
58,000.
Afghanistan and Iraq. I got to tell you one piece of news that comes to mind. There's this Muslim I know, a young Muslim, and he said something to me that is really, really striking, and I haven't written about it yet, but I want to write it, and that is that the American activities, even if they're driven by the Israelis and the Jews, American activities in Iraq and in Afghanistan, bad guys, we're the criminals. We are supporting criminals. We're supporting mass murder of innocent people, and we turn our heads and watch Dancing with the Stars on television and pretend it's not happening. So really what is happening to the during the destruction of America that's taking place now, and the extermination of what is going to be millions of American citizens, that's our karma. We deserve that for being such hypocrites and such accessories to mass murder. We deserve it all.
It's the Christian. A lot of the Christians out there, I call them Christian Zionists, which is to me is a Judeo-Christian is about the same thing as saying I'm a satanic Christian. Thank you. You know. I mean, you'd think they'd be up in the arms about protecting Iraq, but even the Tea Partiers are following around with their nose stuck up Sarah Palin's butt while she's telling them, we got to go after Iran now. We've got to go after Iran.
Our way of protecting Iraq, Clayton, our way of protecting Iraq was to send Blackwater into Iraq, and they paid millions of dollars to all these Iraqis to be one thing or another, to be a Sunni or a Shiite, whether they were or not. And the all of the carnage that has taken place in Iraq was a supposed response to this Al-Qaeda terrorism. Well, we had reports in years past that Al-Qaeda was never anywhere near Iraq, because Al-Qaeda is the invention.
Al-Qaeda. I call it Al-Qaeda.
Anyway, Al-Qaeda is the invention of the Mossad and the CIA. There's lots of people who are onto this now. So we created this enemy. We paid Blackwater much more than we pay our devoted soldiers to go over there and create all this strife so we could send all our drugged-up soldiers over there to rape Iraqi families. And this is how we're saving Iraq. And people, morons like Sarah Palin and that whole the whole bunch of mainstream politicians, they're all puppets. Nobody is saying anything. I used to love Ron Paul, but he's compromised in some way. I don't know if it's fear or what. But we don't have a shard of truth about what's going on in Iraq. We have caused the entire mess over there that has killed more than 2 million people just in Iraq alone. And this so-called American freedom that your redneck patriots like to talk about is just so much BS, because we're manipulating the whole world at the behest of the Jewish bankers who have controlled the world for a very long time. And as long as I'm on this subject, Clayton, let me just say something about Jewish bankers. The real culprits are the American liberals from Noam Chomsky on down. The real culprits are the American Jews who infiltrate every level of society and slowly twist the facts to their advantage, be it school book textbooks or religious practices or everything, food poisoning, chemtrails, everything. They're everywhere. They're changing our minds about what is honest and real into the saddest thing I ever heard, well, recently, was this representative in California, this Jewish representative in Congress named Brad Sherman, who actually, I don't know if he floated the bill, but he talked about floating a bill in the legislature to charge the people, the Americans who were on the Freedom Flotilla to go to Gaza to rescue starving people. He wanted them charged with treason and put in jail because they tried to help feed the starving people that Israel is trying to exterminate. That's the level to which America has sunk. And it makes me really ashamed to be an American.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people that, well, I've got to get out. We, you know, we can't handle what America's become. We can't handle it. You know, we got to get out. We got to go to Costa Rica or something. And I can't do that. I will not leave this country right now. They tried to trick me coming down to going to Germany or someplace like that. I said, are you crazy? No, I'm not going over there.
The whole Costa Rica thing is about Nicaragua. They're going to invade Nicaragua because Nicaragua broke off diplomatic relations with Israel over the Freedom Flotilla. And I can't remember the name of the Costa Rican vice president totally. She has a Spanish first name, but her second name, her middle name is Lieberman, and I forget her last name, but it's another Jewish name. So they have a Jewish vice president in Costa Rica who's running everything. And we sent all those troops to Costa Rica on the under the guise of some kind of military exercise going on, but what we're going to do is invade Nicaragua and shut down all of those governments in Central and South America who try to act humanely and resist the Jewish American war machine.
What about just what's your take on Venezuela? You know, I mean, we're sitting here, we got every plank on the Communist Manifesto intact here, and the press is calling the Venezuela president a communist.
Well, I think it's a very complex situation, but all I can say is that anybody who criticizes Israel and breaks diplomatic relations with Israel is kind of okay with me.
Yeah, and people in Venezuela are driving around 25 cent a gallon gasoline, too, you know?
Well, they got that, but it's not a black and white situation there. I don't know what kind of psyop that is. It could be that every government in the world is controlled by them. It's nice to see Chavez say some of the things that he does, because Americans don't have the guts to say it. Americans don't have the fortitude to realize that their own government is the worst criminal syndicate in the world. And the reason it is it's entirely dominated by Jews. And Jews have no compassion for anyone except themselves. It's right there in the Talmud. All of these people who try to use the term Zionist and communist and Bolshevik and say, there are plenty of good Jews out there. All I'm going to do is point to the Kol Nidre oath, which empowers them to lie, and the Talmud, which calls for the extermination and or enslavement of every non-Jew on earth.
You know, I've got a film up. It's a clip from a film called The Message. It was made in the 50s with Anthony Quinn, Michael Lancera, and...
I'd like to see that.
I've got the whole film up there. I've got the whole film up on the website. It's linked there. But if you watch the one point, the Muhammad was suppressed in Mecca, and it was the Jews. You can tell they don't define it. They don't put Muhammad, they don't show Muhammad. They just show his effect on the people and what they're talking about. But it just struck me when the Muslims that came into Ethiopia under the Ethiopian king and were told by Muhammad that he would give them sanctuary, they asked him about their religion. What are they talking about? And they were saying the same thing the Christians were saying. They revered Jesus. The Jews hated Jesus. We are closer to the Muslims. I mean, they believe in one God, and Christians supposedly believe in one God. So, what do you think? One God? He really cares. What do you call him? Yahweh or Allah? Do you think he cares?
Muslims and Christians are almost exactly alike. However, both of these religions have been heavily infiltrated by the Jews. I've been reading a lot of Catholic material here lately. And the last five Catholic popes were Jewish, Clayton. The last five.
That's right. And the Rothschilds it's right here in Mystery Babylon. The Rothschilds have controlled the money for the Catholic Church for 200 years.
For a long time.
And if you don't think the Catholic Church is part of the New World Order, you know, I got a bridge I can show you here in Arizona.
Well, fortunately, and maybe it's the last hope of the world, but if these religious people who don't realize that their organizations are badly infected by the Jewish virus, it's the believers that could be our last hope, because they're the ones, they're like the last people left who will stand on principle. So while I have torn apart every religion I've ever come in contact with, I mean no bad feelings toward the people who believe. I'm only trying to make their beliefs have a little more integrity than they currently do. We have to believe, because it is the people who don't believe who are destroying the planet.
Well, you know, I've even tried going to churches. When I learned the Ron Wyatt story about the Ark of the Covenant, again, something the Jews don't want you to know that over there, buried under the spot where Christ was crucified, is the throne of God, is the home of God on earth.
I can't go there, Clayton. I can't go there. God is everywhere in my mind.
Well, I think so too. I agree with that. But here's a religious artifact that's being hid by Israel, according to Ron Wyatt, who's been dead for 24 years. So, yeah.
Somehow the message gets twisted. Once a religious type thinking situation becomes a corporation, it gets infected. And that's what's happened to the Catholic Church. I was reading something by Pope Leo XIV, I think it was, in the late 1800s, and he, kind of like the Fatima prophecies, said that the church is going to fall and the anti-pope is going to sit on the seat at Rome. Well, that has come to pass. And it's been done so subtly and so persuasively that most Catholics don't realize it because they want so badly to believe. They're willing to give their belief to a polluted pope, totally polluted, totally corrupted pope, who calls Israel his elder brothers, where any scholar worth his salt knows that the whole Talmudic mess was constructed long after, hundreds of years after the creation of the Church of Rome. And then you get into the whole thing about the Church of Rome was built by Jews. So this the rabbit hole is pretty deep. And because of our unwillingness to go into it and try to clean it up, we've got a situation in the Gulf of Mexico that very well could destroy the whole world and everything in it.
If not, you know, and I believe this world has really, this planet has the ability to bounce back from almost anything. But like Ram, except Fish. Go ahead.
Yeah. Except treason from within.
That's right. I said it's like a Rahm Emanuel says, we can't let a good crisis go to waste.
The son of a Mossad agent.
That's right. And he is the chief of staff. You know, Obama is like the perfect New World Order ruler, and he already is, didn't he get appointed to the UN Security Council?
He's a hybrid, like Greg Evanson talks about. He's a hybrid that came out of the same program, a different department of the same program, but the same program that gave us John Hinckley and Mark David Chapman. And he's programmed to do exactly what he's doing. And any humanity that he ever shows or apparently shows is either a construct or an accident.
It's the truth about who he is getting out. I've got a picture of the front page of Globe magazine. I mean, this is a tabloid, but they're the first mainstream media. I mean, we told you this a year ago, folks, that Obama is an illegal alien that's been installed as our president. My God. I mean, why hasn't he been impeached or arrested right now?
No. Because Israel owns the whole Congress. That's why. But I think that whole issue is a distraction. We can spend a lot of time thinking about that, and it's going to accomplish nothing. There's a great hue and cry about this. But the best information I have is that he was born in Chicago, and he's the son of Frank Marshall Davis. And he was put in, an unwanted child with a white woman. And he was put in to this government training program and shaped all the way along the line. When you look at, there was an interesting comparison in an email I saw the other day comparing the resumes of General McChrystal, who's I'm not a big fan of, but he certainly had a lot of very responsible jobs during his life, and they compared it with the resume of Barack Obama. which is four holes. I mean, you don't know what the hell he's done, who he is, where he came from, and that this is not the first American president to have a resume like that. In fact, I read an alternative version of the history of President Eisenhower, who apparently was born in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and then it was covered up and changed to Denison, Texas, by the Jewish spin machine along the way. So all of the presidents we've had have been Manchurian candidates, and the ones who tried to show a little bit of responsible humanity have been gunned down or poisoned. That's the deal. That's our history. Almost everything we know is false because it's been planted there by the Jewish spin machine for well over 100 years.
You know, I've got and there were people as that absolutely show. I mean, they brag from their own lips. They brag about owning the America, owning running America, and the fact that they own all of the media, all of the media,
all of it. Every bit of it, and the distribution systems, which is almost as important. So if they don't get you on the first screening, they'll pick you up along the way. But right now, we got to focus on two things. We've got to focus on creating a clamor to get Edgar Steele back into the public eye, and for whatever purpose, the trial is going to be, if there is a trial, if he's still alive, the trial is going to be a travesty like all the other trials are. But and we also have to figure out what the hell is going on in the Gulf, because this is a deliberate, this was no accident, like Lindsey Williams, a shill himself, said on Rents. It's no accident. They did this deliberately, and the purpose could be anything, but it's not good. Whatever the purpose is, it's not good.
All right, we're out of time, but folks, let me tell you something. I know that you're overwhelmed by the amount of information that we're giving you, but people like John and I are searching out the information. We are trying to get you accurate things. We are trying to do this in a productive way so we don't become the haters. This is the way we fight evil without becoming evil. And folks, we need your support. If you go to my website, freeamerican.com, make a donation. You know, without your help, we can't keep doing it. I got two bills here for the internet. My internet could be cut off within 5 days. So we need a little bit of help. We need a little bit of backing here, and so we can keep bringing the truth about people like Edgar Steele and Jerry Kane out to you. God bless you, and we'll see you.